Well, winter's rolling into the Eastern Sierra. With it comes snow, safety tips, and some exciting local changes. Whether you're prepping your emergency kit, welcoming new faces into local leadership roles, or anticipating the opening of a fresh dining spot, we've got you covered. Stick around as we dive into news that impacts your winter plans, local opportunities, and the latest updates from our community. We've got a little something for everyone in today's report. Stay tuned. Winter is here, and the Mono County Office of Emergency Management wants residents to be ready for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Stock up on essentials like water, food, batteries, and warm clothes. Don't forget to prep your car. Chains, snow tires, and a charged battery are a must. Stay informed by signing up for Code Red alerts to get real-time updates during severe weather. Whether it's planning for power outages or staying safe on icy roads, let's all stay safe and proactive this winter. For more tips, check out Eastern Sierra now. Big news from the Lone Pine Fire Protection District. They've appointed a new public information officer, Captain Ash Cedar, friend of the channel. Ash is set to serve as the district's go-to person for sharing updates, emergency alerts, and key information with the public. His 12 years of experience and community ties make him a great fit for this vital role. Stay tuned for more updates as Ash steps into this position. Full details are available at Eastern Sierra Now, and we'll reach out and get an interview with Ash here pretty soon. You know, last night held two pretty important events in Bishop. One was the unveiling of the Dave McCoy Memorial Highway sign. It was a wonderful event full of McCoy family, supervisors from Mono and Inyo County, a lot of really important people. And it was a really fun event. Our operations manager, Stu McGraw, and myself went and got some footage. And you know what, let's just show some of the important takes.
Very nice gentleman, pretty talkative. And as we headed up tier two, he was looking up the mountain. And he said to me, the man who built this place must have had an unbelievably positive attitude. I did what you did. I just burst out laughing. I said, you have no idea what a positive attitude this man had. But I thought it was such a crazy, he had no idea who Dave McCoy was. He just looked at the mantle and thought he had to have a hell of a positive attitude.
Yeah.
You know, during this whole process and over the years, I've tried to say many things about Dave, but it's difficult for me to find words that can describe him.
So I received a call last week from Randy Short asking me to speak on the behalf of my family for this extremely special occasion. He then followed it up by saying, you know, your grandpa probably would really dislike this award. He never wanted to take credit for the accomplishments of the area. He would always say it was the employees that deserved the accolades. He definitely was not wrong. Grandpa Dave didn't care much about that bottom line. And his answer defined who he really was and what really was important to him. He replied, I don't need to be a destination resort to live my purpose. I like the idea of having family or friends hopping in the car together for 5+ hours from Southern California, talking about what they're going to do, what they can't do. Then others rallying around each other to encourage each other or calm each other's fears. Each person trying to help their friends and family, give them the confidence of making it down the mountain while hooting hollering, he would say. I enjoy thinking about everyone's road trip on that 395 and how it gives a sense of family and fellowship. It's the common result of that journey on that highway. You are correct, Grandpa Dave.
Because he's his legacy. Skiing, Dave's passion for skiing wasn't just about recreation. It was about inspiring and empowering the next generation. Through his ski PE programs and his partnerships with our regional schools, Dave opened the door for countless youth to experience the joy and discipline of skiing and now snowboarding. He gave our kids more than just a sport. He gave them the opportunity to build confidence, resilience, and a deep appreciation for the beauty of the Eastern Sierra. And as Linda mentioned, it didn't stop there. He nurtured our communities with his dedication for arts and education, supporting local schools, and Dave understood that fostering these values was just as vital to a thriving community as building a world-class ski resort. His legacy is one of connection, a connection to the land, to the arts, to education, and most importantly, to each other. Today, we dedicate this highway in his honor. We also recommit ourselves to carrying forward the values he held dear, the love of adventure, a passion for learning, and a profound sense of community.
Man. Naming a highway, a memorial highway, is actually a very difficult thing to do in California. It permanently cements the legacy of Dave McCoy in this area of California. Yes. And it is forever now recorded in the history books of the California Senate that Dave McCoy was and is and forever will be a piece of this community. So with that blessing, I'd like to read the Senate inscription that we've put in the historical journals.
Give it a fun.
So on behalf of the California State Senate, I recognize Dave McCoy's passion for the Eastern Sierra. His vision, matched with his knowledge of the high country he explored on water surveys, gave rise to an unmatched dream that transformed our local way of life. From the extraordinary effort to build what has become a world-class ski resort, providing for higher education, enabling local students to access sporting opportunities, and building life-saving facilities throughout the region, Dave believed in fun and teamwork to accomplish his goals. He exemplified respect and generosity, inspired others to do the same. As we honor and celebrate him today with the newly designated Dave McCoy Memorial Highway along US Route 395, let us remember that the man who saw mountains big enough to match his dreams, valleys that represent the highs and the lows of his work, his worth ethic and perseverance, a landscape vast with humility and generosity of the deep blue skies of giving and grateful spirit, buoyed by the love of his lifelong partner, Roma. Family, friends, community, and humanity, he has forever transformed Inyo and Mono County and the state of California, and we will always be grateful and celebrate his legacy for generations to come.
Thank you for that, everyone. There's a lot of emotional and moving speeches there from friends and family, and it was great. And couldn't for a more deserving man like Dave McCoy. My personal Dave McCoy experience actually came from working at Sierra Wave as a kid under Bennett Kessler. So I was being trained to do journalism. Weird how that worked out for me. And I was told to go interview Dave McCoy at his house. He was about, I would say, 90 at the time. And so I went to his house. I've never met him before. Got to interview him. And it was about 7-10 minute interview. Afterwards, he just started asking me questions about myself, which I found out later that's Dave. So as we sat and talked, we went on for 6 hours. I sat with him just discussing everything from side-by-side vehicles to BLM closing down roads, to Forest Service, to skiing, to just the local economy and how things went. He was the most interesting man I've ever met. So as I got back to the studio, I'm being threatened with being fired. I'm being yelled at and told, "Where were you? We have so much going on today in the news. Why you didn't even show up?" And I said, "Look, you can go ahead and fire me, but if Dave McCoy tells you to sit down and wants to talk to you for 6 hours, you sit down and you talk to Dave McCoy for 6 hours." Bennett Kessler, who was notoriously a hard ass, stopped, looked at me and said, "No, you're absolutely correct. You did the right thing. Go do the news," and then watch. It's one of the funniest moments of my life. I just felt like sharing that with everyone. Dave was such a big part of our community, and this was well-deserved honor. So thank you, Dave, for everything that you've done for us. Another really cool event last night was the grand opening of the Business Resource Center. Again, a lot of politicians were there, a lot of people that had hands in making this happen. And it seems like a really, really cool thing for our community. Businesses need help every single day, whether it be finding grant monies, whether it be reaching out to different people who can help with social media management, things along that nature. But anyway, the new director, Meryl Picard, will be there ready to go. And this is a very cool event. We also got some video of that, and we'll show some of the different speeches here.
What is the BRC? Why a BRC? What's going on here? Well, what we want to offer out of this place is technical and financial resource and assistance for people. We want to conduct workshops, We want to do seminars. We want to create network opportunities like we're doing tonight. And I just want to point out that networking is a lot more than just people meeting with people. It is people meeting with people, but it's people meeting, it's people sharing ideas, and it's people sharing ideas and creating opportunity. And that's what's going to go on out of this operation in Inyo and Mono counties across the whole East Side region. We want this operation to be a catalyst to strengthen our communities, to perpetuate and build deeper connection, and just increase the vibrancy of life on the East Side. We want to help existing businesses. We want to help new business, people that want to get into businesses and start new operations. So we want to help build, create, and regenerate. Ironically, one of the earlier uses of the building we're standing in, this was a hardware store. And what do you go to the hardware store to do for? You get stuff to remodel. You get stuff to build. You get stuff to improve. You get stuff to change. So the spirit in this building is pretty strong, and we plan to carry that on.
Why isn't there a XYZ? Really great restaurant, or place where you can buy socks, or a tea shop, or like things that people really want. And then I've also seen businesses come through that are tea shops or places you can buy socks or really great restaurants that didn't have a great business plan. They were really great people who were really confident in what they were doing, but they didn't have the resources that they needed in order to make the business work. And so what I see coming out of this institution is people with dreams coming here, and us as a community, Eastern Sierra wide, from Pearsonville all the way up to Topaz, giving them the resources they need in order to be successful and in order to build the community that we all want to live in.
So today, I cannot be more proud of the work that this community has been doing. My job is really to make sure the state stays out of your way so that you can continue to do the great work. I've been working with Chairwoman McCard for a long time, and I know she's going to hold me accountable in Sacramento to make sure that that you thrive here. My district representative, Valerie, where's Valerie? There's Valerie. Has been holding office hours here, meeting with constituents. And today we spent the day meeting with constituents and shopping. So we got a lot of good shopping, met some business owners, some makers, some artists. So thank you so much for creating an environment that makes it so welcoming for people to come and just enjoy what you do every day here. Bring back those experiences, put it on our social media, get more tourism out here. Without you, the essence and spirit of Bishop and this community would not exist. So thank you. So we want to make sure that we, in proper Senate form, acknowledge the grand opening of the Business Resource Center. On behalf of our Senate, I'd like to congratulate Anna Allen from Inyo County and the Eastside community on their commitment, persistence, and development of the Business Resource Center site. This project was made possible by the vision and support of the building owner and the Sierra Business Council, whose leadership role on this project and their work in the Sierra Nevada region and across the state for the last 30 years has been integral in creating a community vitality. The Business Resource Center will focus on business and entrepreneurs through access to knowledge, resources, networking, providing collaborative spaces, and general enhancement of the region's entrepreneur ecosystem. Thank you for all your contributions to making this project a reality.
Well, thank you for that. That was so cool and such a needed thing that's been worked on for quite some time here. So it's really, really exciting to see that happening, and best of luck to you guys. You know, winter's here, the holidays are in full swing, and Mammoth Mountain is buzzing with ski season vibes. Don't let your inbox freeze up. Stay connected with Eastern Sierra now. Our email subscription is your one-stop spot for local news, event updates, and weather reports to keep you informed all season long. From holiday happenings to essential local updates, we deliver the information you need straight to your inbox. Think of it as your digital cup of cocoa, warm, reliable, and ready when you need it most. The best gift this season? Staying in the know. So subscribe today at Eastern Sierra Now and make sure your inbox is your go-to for everything happening in the Eastern Sierra this winter. Stay updated, stay warm, stay connected. Subscribe now. Exciting updates from the Eastern Sierra Land Trust. Interim Executive Director Amy Sturgill is stepping down for the new Executive Director Mark Drew. Mark brings over 25 years of conservation expertise, and we're eager to see how he embraces his new role. Starting January 8th, additionally, Eastern Sierra Land Trust has hired a new Tribal Partnership Program Manager, Noah Williams. Good job, Noah. These fresh faces are sure to bring energy and innovation to ESLT's mission of protecting the region's natural wonders. Interested in making your mark? ESLT is now hiring. Head over and check it out at ESLT.com, I believe, or just go to Eastern Sierra Now for more information. Big news for foodies in Bishop. A new dining spot, Wonderland Chinese Restaurant, is set to open at the former location of the recently closed and fondly remembered Imperial Gourmet Restaurant. Wonderland Chinese Restaurant is set to offer a tantalizing menu featuring classic Chinese dishes. Get ready to finally satisfy your cravings. The restaurant promises a cozy dining experience for locals and visitors alike. They are hoping to officially open their doors to the public sometime before Christmas. That's what I wanted in my stocking. Mugu Gai Pan. Mark your calendars and prepare your taste buds. Wonderland Chinese Restaurant is ready to bring fresh flavors to town. Thank you, Tanner Rush, for going out and getting that beast piece of amazing information. Trust me, everybody wanted that. You should see the numbers on our website of how many people have read that article. This season, give your business the gift of visibility. We're offering 30% off our social media services for new clients to help you shine in 2024. Get featured on our popular accounts or boost your social engagement with tailored management services. Plus, elevate your presence with a rotating header banner ad on our website, perfect for spotlighting your business in front of thousands of readers. Don't miss out. This special holiday offer ends January 1st, 2025. Email us at advertise@easternsierranow.com or call 760-938-0199 extension 1 to get started today. Let's make 2025 your business's breakout year. Eastern Sierra Now. Here's some upcoming events. Join the festivities at Mammoth Lakes Foundation Holiday Celebration at the Saracoso Community College Lobby in Mammoth Lakes today from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Celebrate the season with activities including cookie decorating, food, and community fellowship. This event is open to all ages. Make handmade felt ornaments with Marike Iljif. If I got that wrong, I'm so sorry. This workshop runs today from 5:30 to 7:30 and teaches participants to craft unique felt ornaments. The cost starts at $30 per person, and the event will be held at C5 Art Studios. Materials and guidance are provided. Taking place every Wednesday at Distant Brewing in Mammoth, the weekly pool tournament is today starting at 6 p.m. Costs $20 to enter and offers a relaxed atmosphere for pool enthusiasts of all skill levels. Winners can receive up to $160. Sign up early to ensure you have a spot. Catch Warren Miller's 75 film screening, an iconic winter sports film celebrating 75 years of skiing and snowboarding culture. Remaining screenings are today, December 16th and 19th at 7:30 at Minaret Cinemas. Tickets are $16.95 per person. Join the ESLT Holiday Mixer on December 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. in Bishop. This free event is open to the public and offers a chance to connect with the community and meet the new members of the ESLT team over light refreshment and holiday cheer. Taking place tomorrow, December 12th, join the Folk Around and Find Out open mic night at C5 Art Studios. This free open mic event invites singers, poets, and performers to showcase their talent. The event begins at 6:30 with signups starting at 6 p.m. with a welcoming environment for all creative. Celebrate the spirit of winter adventure with the 20th annual Backcountry Film Festival tomorrow, December 12th, at the Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center. Tickets are $25 per person, and the program includes inspiring films showcasing outdoor exploration and conservation efforts. Proceeds go to Snow School, an outdoor education program offered to local elementary schools. Stay connected to all things local this winter with the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, your go-to resource for holiday events, local news, and exclusive deals, all in one place. Whether you're planning the ultimate powder day organizing your holiday celebrations, or looking for the best local happenings, the Eastern Sierra Now app puts the magic of the Sierra right in the palm of your hand. Breaking news updates? Check. Local event calendars and holiday planning? Double check. Discover local deals and activities? Triple check. Don't miss a moment of the season. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app today and stay in the know wherever your journey takes you. Stay informed, stay connected. Your Sierra adventure awaits. Let's have a little ski report. Mammoth Mountain is in prime condition with 165 trails open and 17 lifts running. The base is a solid 39 inches with more snow forecasted this week, meaning fresh pow is just around the corner. Perfect for carving turns or just pretending to know how to ski. That's me. Parents, listen up. Kids ski and ride free until Friday, December 13th. Yep, Mammoth's holiday gift to you and your wallet. Quick reminder, ski smart gear, check before you go, and always keep an eye on changing weather. Stay safe, stay upright, and let the good times snowball. Bishop, California weather today, a high of 53 with mostly clear skies and light winds from the southwest, low of 35 tonight. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high near 51, light west winds, low of 22. Friday, partially cloudy again with a high of 52, light winds from the south, low of 30. Mammoth Lakes today, high of 50, mostly clear skies, southwest winds, about 5 to 10 miles per hour, low about 20. Thursday, high of 27 with a 75% chance of snow and southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour, low of 13 expected. Friday, mix of clouds and sun with a high of 39. Winds will be light with lows in the lower 20s. Both locations will experience cooler conditions as we head into Friday with the possibility of light snow showers, especially around Mammoth Lakes, given its elevation and proximity to the Sierra Nevada mountain range. Wind speeds will remain manageable, ensuring no significant disruptions from breezy conditions this week. That's a quick hit of news to keep you informed and in the loop as we head into winter wonderland mode. Whether you're securing your snow tires, meeting a new local leader, or planning your next meal at a new dining spot, we've got the latest updates to keep you one step ahead. Enjoy today's report. Support Eastern Sierra Now by subscribing to our YouTube channel and following us on social media. Keep local news updated and stories coming straight to you. Stay cozy, stay prepared, and as always, check Eastern Sierra Now for the full scoop. And head over to EasternSierraNow.com to check out some basketball action from the Bishop Broncos. Until next time, stay safe out there. I'm Jesse Steele.